high-profile abduction in Iraq could force more believers to flee. Teachers are needed to invest in a bilingual program in China. And Christians say Kosovo's new birth is helping them talk about new life in Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki has issued an all-out effort to secure the release of Chaldean Catholic Archbishop Polos Faraj Raho, who was kidnapped last Friday. The abduction could force even more Christians to leave Iraq. Open Doors' Carl Muller says while persecution against Christians generally sees the church grow, it's mixed for the church in Iraq.
The historic Christian church in Iraq has decreased from roughly a million around the time of the first Gulf War to less than half a million. However, thousands of Muslims are coming to faith in Jesus Christ in Iraq today. And that is a reality throughout the North and even the South.
Mueller says they're doing all they can to help the indigenous church.
Our role as Open Doors is to come alongside the church where they are persecuted and to strengthen them so that they can remain there and that they can remain a vital gospel witness for the sake of the souls of the Iraqi people.
Your financial support can help them do that. Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian Schools' Emily Brink says they're working with a field chapter school in East China.
There's great need for education in China. And the school we are involved with is not a Christian school. It is a regular Chinese school following the Chinese curriculum.
School officials want an education that enhances moral values, so they want Christian teachers. Because they're trying to launch a bilingual program,
we are looking for teachers who are not English teachers, first of all, but who are people who would love to come and help students in a variety of disciplines.
Brink says they need people who are willing to invest their time to build the relationships that lead to ministry.
At the beginning, we're just enhancing their curriculum by being able to meet with the students each week and teaching them values, showing them the love of Christ and the way we interact with them and help them learn English.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Serbia's parliament's drafting a resolution rejecting all ties to the European Union until it stops supporting Kosovo's declaration of independence. While northern border areas are seeing unrest, the rest of Kosovo is enjoying their new freedom, says Keith, who's partnering with Send International. He says Kosovo's independence will provide more opportunities for talking about faith in Christ.
One of the key phrases in this whole declaration was that Kosovo is newborn. I think there's the opportunity for the new birth of a godly nation.
While many Kosovars are open to the gospel, the Muslim culture makes change difficult.
That's the biggest battle, I think, for people to make a stand. Even though their heart is saying one thing, it's difficult to make that step, to risk the security that the culture offers them if they conform.
Their leadership camping ministry is helping with that. Your support is needed. And Global Advance's David Shibley says the recent India Frontline Shepherds Conference took place in a city patterned after Singapore. Chandigarh is literally a city stronghold of one of the Hindu deities. What better place to hold training for church leaders to share the gospel and plant new churches?
It's particularly strategic because of the large numbers of unreached peoples that are surrounding Chandigarh and even within the city of Chandigarh. And of course, there has been religious conflict between Sikhs and Hindus and Muslims in that area.
Shibley says church leaders from five states now have a new vision.
At our conference, where 484 delegates attended, over 300 pastors committed to planting at least one new church within the next 12 months. So God did very significant things at this conference in Chandigarh.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.